2 years after coercive control became a criminal offence, Daniel Kane was jailed for 10.5 years for repeatedly attacking his former partner. He was convicted of coercive control, intimidation and multiple assaults. In a moment, we'll hear from Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy, who led the investigation. Let's hear first, though, from Alison Graham. She's the Chief Executive of Saoirse, which runs 2 women's refuges and 2 safe houses in Dublin. She spoke to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan last night, and she told her what they're seeing on the ground as in these times.
We're seeing a huge increase in terms of the demand and referrals for both our refuge accommodation and our support and outreach services. The increase would have been apparent throughout all of 2020. There's definitely an increase in the levels of physical threats and violence in terms of it escalating to new levels. Also, I think there's been an increase in the number of women who are pregnant, who are suffering serious physical abuse. And again, some of that can be attributed to being in such close proximity with the abuser, not being able to get out, not being able to have any space away. There's definitely been an increase in the number of pregnant women referring to us, and that's very worrying.
What about now, this lockdown? Is there anything different, or is it more a continuation of the same things you've already been seeing?
Yeah, we would often have an increase in referrals after Christmas, but I suppose they are also increased because of the lockdown that's happened again now. There is a bit of a sense out there that the previous lockdowns, okay, we can get through them. There seemed to have been a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. This one, I suppose, because it's so uncertain when it's going to stop. I think there's a lot of families out there, women and children, who are in situations where they possibly can't see any hope, and they're quite worried in terms of the escalating violence and abuse that's happening at home.
Are you worried about what you're going to see at the end of this lockdown?
Yes, for sure. Families, I suppose, sometimes they can't access the service or they can't get to make contact. And they're really locked down in terms of being locked up with the abuser. They can't get out. There's no way out. So when we do finally get through this lockdown, I think we are going to see a surge in calls for sure, where women maybe see, this is my chance now. I really have to get out now. I have to make this my point to run.
And that was Alison Graham there from Saoirse. Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
And can I ask you, first of all, because I know in the victim impact statement, the survivor in this coercive control case said that without the intervention of Gardaí, without the intervention of doctors, she could well be dead. How is she doing now?
Yeah, our family liaison officer was speaking to her yesterday, and she's in good form and good spirits. She's pleased with the outcome and worthy of every congratulations for the bravery and the resolve that she showed throughout this case and bringing this case to fruition and going the whole way with it. So I'll take the opportunity to wish her well myself into her throughout her recovery and every good health into the future and a full recovery, please God.
And you paid tribute to her yesterday as well. It was a significant prosecution, and the Irish Times reporting today that there are a number of other cases, up to 50 in relation to coercive control, working their way through the system at the moment. So what is your message to those who might be in this situation?
The message for anybody that's in this situation is that they can take inspiration from the outcome of yesterday's court. And they can take solace in the fact that if you come to the Gardaí in relation to a case of domestic abuse or a case of coercive control, that you'll get a sympathetic, professional hearing that will also not only listen to your case, but link you in with the services that are out there that are geared towards helping you to, you know, get respite, recuperate yourself, and then maybe move towards the courts and getting court orders and that. So our message is for people is to make contact, talk to somebody, whether it's your GP, whether it's a guard on a checkpoint, your local guard, or any guard station, make contact. And we have people specifically trained to deal with these situations. Also, if it's a 999 call, the guards, the frontline guards who go there, they will have a similar approach. And our Operation Freesha will make sure that there's a follow-up call to you within the next 24 to 48 hours.
And that, Chief Superintendent, is that a sea change, really, in how An Garda Síochána would approach these cases? In the past, would it be fair to say that if you did have a call out, if a potential victim or a complainant wasn't prepared to make a statement for so many reasons that we now understand, that might well be the end of the matter and the end of your involvement?
Yes, historically, the approach was one of a prosecution. We looked at it with, will you make a statement? Will you make a prosecution? Can we get a prosecution? And if this person didn't make the statement, we said, well, there's nothing we could do. That has completely changed. And now what we're saying to people is we understand that at a particular moment in time, you may not have the energy, the resolve, your self-esteem may have been undermined. And we understand why you might not want to make a statement that'll bring it to prosecution. But what we do instead is we come in with different tools so we can guide people through the court system where they can get a protection order or they can get a barring order, an interim barring order, which will give them the opportunity to get that respite and that energy back so they can move to the next level. And I think, Mary, it's probably important to point out that not every case will end up in the circuit court like yesterday with a big sentence. So some people, my worry would be that they would be daunted by yesterday. But we need to tell people that in the majority of cases, by going and making a statement or talking to the guards or getting a court order, one of the court orders that can be got quite quickly, that in the majority of cases will give safety to the person in the home. And the beauty of those court orders is if that somebody breaches that order, we can immediately arrest them and get further conditions put on their bail, or if appropriate, we'd look that they would be kept in custody. And that makes the home a safe place then for whether it's a woman or whether it's a man who is the subject of the abuse. It'll work for them.
Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy, thank you very much.